Hey, ladies and gents, this is Gio again with ATA, Absolute Truth, absolutely, powered by LWYM, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. I'm very happy that we have this opportunity once again to transmit the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because God is helping us to do so. Thank you for downloading this episode. I would just implore you that you were to share these with your friends, with your family members, forward them the link, forward them the MP3 file so they can listen to this and also receive the truth in a world full of uncertainty. As I was driving down the street the other day, headed to work, there was a huge electronic billboard a couple of blocks away from where I work, which is in church. And on the billboard, they have rotating commercials. I think every 6 or 7 seconds, they're always showing a new commercial there. And in one of the particular slides, you'll find A Night of Hope with Joel and Victoria Osteen coming to Marlins Ballpark. And this got me thinking about several things. Number one, about how idolatry blinds the human being. And number two, the egregious manner that people such as this, in their arrogance, say things such as this, A Night of Hope with so-and-so, as if they are the purveyors of hope, as if they are the ones that can confer these spiritual gifts to man. That is egregious. That is almost taking the position of God. And I want to analyze this further, because those that idolize the likes of the Osteens, those that idolize the likes of the Warrens and so on and so forth, those that idolize man, period, it's impossible for them to discern when falsehood is hitting them right in the face, when a fib, a lie, when a fairy tale is being waved in front of their face, and the person that's doing the fairy telling is laughing about it. But yet, he that is supposed to discern, supposed to have the ability to discern between right and wrong, can't do it because that sense has not been developed. It can't. When you idolize man, you're automatically blinding yourself. But yet, when you worship God, who gives you truth to make you free, that makes you now a discerner of truth. Somebody who can tell the difference between a lie and the truth. Somebody who can discriminate between a lie and the truth. And I'll use this as an example. Let's analyze this further. When this individual says, A Night of Hope with Joel and Victoria Osteen, what is it that he is saying? What is the implication? Isn't it that he's coming to the city or a city near you, because this is part of a tour that he's putting on with his wife? Isn't the implication that when he will arrive at the city, that you can await for hope in that particular night? Isn't the implication that once Osteen hits the stage and he starts talking, that he is going to be the purveyor of hope? In essence, what this person is saying is that he is the one that can give this to people, that can give this to individuals. Therefore, he has replaced God as the hope giver. And then I try to ask further questions, because this opens up a plethora of issues, of problems. What do you mean by this, Gio? Well, very simply, if he is the sole purveyor of hope, then that means, does this mean that people have to wait for his infrequent visits to these particular cities to receive hope? And is that hope limited to those that pay an entrance to see Mr. Osteen and his wife? I mean, the implications here are dangerous. They are just heretical. When you think about it, some people might defend him and these actions and saying, oh, Gio, it's just a catchphrase. Yeah, but when you go to the website, when you see what he's all about, there's no mention of Jesus. And if there is a mention of God, we know that that's the catchphrase, or rather catch word that is used in our day and age, because so long as Jesus is not mentioned, see, you can say God, because to many people it's a generic term, because God can mean anything, if you know what I'm talking about. But once we mention Jesus, because now we're getting specific, as, yeah, he that said that he is the only way, the truth, and the life, we have issues. And that's one of the things that people like Osteen do, where they just talk about God, 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 and God can be anything to anybody. Of course, we know that this is not the case, but we're just speaking here as many people see these things. They see it in this manner because they choose to see things in this manner. And these people like the Osteens and whatnot, they play to this crowd. Anyways, once all of these questions have been answered, I mean, they can't be answered, but once you try to look for the answers, you say to yourself, this is egregious. This is out there. This man is saying that he is the purveyor, the sole purveyor of hope. And he has replaced God as the giver of hope. When I read the Bible, I see that Jesus says, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, not like the world gives it. That has to be a special type of peace, of hope. The Bible says there were certain people that they held hope against hope because only God can give that. And yet you've got individuals such as Osteen coming in saying, I'm going to be the one to provide you with hope. Of course, he that's blinded cannot see the falsehood when it hits him in the face. Why? Because idolizing a human being will do that to you. It will blind you to that. We live in a culture, we live in a society that I don't want to say thrives. I'd rather say that they continue to push the envelope as it pertains to human centeredness. They're always telling us to look towards the famous individuals, the celebrity status, and those that have garnered some sort of reputation among us. And that these are the people that we should imitate. Yet when we look at these very individuals, we see that they are void of any moral backbone. They are void of any moral character. These individuals will do anything. These people will do anything in order to get ahead in life, even if it means getting down in the dirt, being filling their hands with filth in order to get ahead. And these are the supposed role models. And then within that, you can also toss in with that group those that compromise the truth continually because they don't want their recognition, they don't want their social status, they don't want the money that's being raked in to be compromised in any way, shape, or form. They don't want that changed, so therefore they keep everything in a gray area. They stay away from absolutes, which can cause controversy. You see, when you idolize, when one idolizes a human being that blinds you, you can't see these things. See, the implications are there as it pertains to a night of hope and many other things. But those that idolize the likes of Joel Osteen and his wife, those that become followers of them instead of followers of Christ, they can't see these things because everything he says is infallible. Everything he says is right. There's nothing that he says that can be wrong. There's nothing that he can do that can be wrong, even though he is a human being, understanding that we all fall. And then he continues to play to that particular game, to that particular image. So when you're idolizing, when you are worshiping man, it does not allow you. You cannot discern between right and wrong. It's impossible for you. Because doing that, being an idolizer, it does not allow you to see clearly what's going on behind the scenes. And you will be taken for a ride every single time. I mean, it happened to Israel. Look at Israel. They were freed from Egypt. Next thing you know, Moses ascends to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. And even though they had seen the hand of God mightily freeing them from Egypt, Israel says, you know, let's build an idol. Let's build an idol. And this is Jehovah God that freed you from Egypt. Think about it. It blinded them to the truth of what they had just experienced. Locally, we had a Catholic priest here who for years before his conversion repeated Psalms 135. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, and they hear not. And yet the Catholics are the very first ones to submit to idol worship, even though the Bible prohibits it strictly from the very beginning. From Exodus, we find in the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. And yet Catholics are the first ones, and yet they're repeating these things, and yet in turn they worship these idols. It blinds you, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, being a person who idolizes idolatry, it comes in many different shapes and forms. It's not limited to bowing down before a statue. That's the classic image that people have in their minds. But being an idolizer, being somebody who is submitted to idolatry, it happens in many different ways, shape, or forms. When a crowd, when certain people, they have as an idol, like they say. I mean, look at the name, American Idol. Need we go further? It's pretty simple. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, these issues. So what's the answer, Gio? Well, focusing in on Jesus. Hebrews 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. You'll notice there that it says that we have to place our sight, that we need to focus in on Jesus, the author and finisher, the consumer, he who brings about the ending, the finality to our faith. Once we have set our eyes on him, once we have focused in on him, because he will not deceive us, and he is the truth, like John says, then we will be able to discern clearly with our eyes, with the eyes of our understanding. We'll be able to tell the difference between a lie and the truth, even when it's most subtle. That's the beauty of knowing Jesus. That's the beauty of knowing the truth, that you can differentiate between the truth and the lie, even when the lie tries to disguise itself as many different things. You can still detect it for what it is, because Jesus, the truth, has shown you what lies look like and what the truth looks like. Not that Jesus is the one that brings about falsehood, but he teaches you what falsehood looks like, what deception looks like. And he, being the truth, shows you the contrast to the falsehood. You see, it's an amazing study. It's an amazing thing. And we can sit here and talk about this for a long time. But be it suffice that even in this instance, the example that I've brought forth today, it's obvious that many in our culture, even though they say they follow Jesus, do not. When they assist these conferences, these concerts, these events with these speakers, they're not going there to hear about Jesus. They're going there to listen to so-and-so, to hear the band, the brand play. It's all about the names. It's all about the idolizing those individuals. It's not about Jesus. So we have to make sure individually that we do not get sucked in into that vortex, that secular humanist vortex, and that we stay firmly planted on the Word of God, focusing in on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then we will truly be able to discern between falsehood and truth, and always stay walking on that path of truth, which will give us the genuine liberty. That's all the time I have left in this edition of the Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast. I want to thank you for downloading these podcasts and also for sharing them with your friends, co-workers, co-students, family members, teachers, whatever the case may be. Share these with others so that they too can know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. My name is Gio. You can email me at gio@lwim.org. gio@lwim.org. If you are in the vicinity of the Miami area, please visit us every single Friday night when we host our Friday night youth meetings. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. We begin at 8 p.m. Also, check out our website, lwim.org, and my personal blog, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. Until the next edition, may the Lord shine his face upon you.